Hey Daniel, guess what? Airbus UpNext just launched this new project called Optimate to test pilot assistance technologies.
Oh really? What kind of technologies are they testing?
They're focusing on automatic taxiing and new pilot assistance features using an electric truck. It's a 3-year project.
Wait, an electric truck? That's interesting. So they're not testing it on an actual aircraft yet?
Right, the truck replicates an A350 cockpit with LiDAR external cameras, inertia and GPS, SATCOM and 5 grams. It's like a mobile test bed.
Wow, that is pretty cool. So they're using advanced automation to make the truck behave like an aircraft on the ground.
Exactly. The goal is to improve aircraft navigation systems and make pilots' jobs safer and easier.
What about the technologies they're actually developing? You mentioned quantum sensing earlier.
Right, they want to assess quantum sensing to improve position availability and navigation system robustness.
That's quite a big claim, right? Quantum sensing for navigation.
It sounds ambitious, but Michael Augello, the CEO of Airbus UpNext, is confident it will lead to safer and more efficient air travel.
I see, so the truck is just a test bed before they move to actual aircraft.
Yes, the final phase will involve using the virtual assistant during a fully automated gate-to-gate mission on an A350 flight test aircraft.
That's impressive. They're really pushing the boundaries of aviation technology.
Definitely, and by using an electric truck, they're also helping to reduce CO2 emissions from their test operations.
Right, so it's not just about the tech, but also about sustainability.
Exactly, and they're combining computer vision, data fusion, and machine learning to make it all work.
I wonder how the pilot will interact with the virtual flight assistant during actual missions.
They're investigating a collaborative map and virtual flight assistant to support strategic decisions and interactions with air traffic control.
That makes sense. It's all about making the pilot's job easier and safer, right?
Exactly, and it's part of Airbus' broader commitment to innovation and pushing the boundaries of aviation.
So when do they plan to start the final phase with the A350?
It's a 3-year project, so we'll likely see the final phase in about 2 years, assuming everything goes as planned.
That's exciting. I can't wait to hear more updates from this project.
Me too. It's a great example of how the Northwest's aerospace industry is driving innovation.